words appear. The Meet Me series. More words appear. Brought to you by Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Meet Me series here on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Brought to you by VIP Tech and sponsored by OSNAP. With vitamin packets that will boost your energy, help you sleep, and rejuvenate your DNA, OSNAP has it all and will change your life. Try OSNAP today. I am your host, Victor Gouveia. And just a reminder, if you like what you're about to hear, activate the like button and share it with your friends and family, especially if you think they can benefit from anything that's said here. And subscribe, making sure to activate the notification bell so you know when we go live or upload a new video. Alternatively, we are streaming on our Facebook page, Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway, and on Twitter. And our Twitter feed is at Blind Who's. That's BLINDWHOSE. If you don't like any of those platforms, you might benefit from podcasts. If you have an iDevice, an Android device, a Windows device, even an Amazon device, or a Victor line of players, we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and Anchor. And if you ask Alexa to play Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway, she'll go out and find it for you. If you'd like a copy of the audio or video of this program, or any program broadcast on our network, send us an email, whoseblindlifeisitanyway@gmail.com, and we'll send you out a folder link on Dropbox that houses all the episodes we broadcast on the network. On this episode of Meet Me, we meet Laura Cavanaugh, who is a dedicated butterfly breeder. She breeds monarch butterflies, she releases them, and she helps the ecology because butterflies have their job to do. She was a delight to talk to, and I loved interviewing her. So, enjoy the interview, and I'll see you back here. Welcome to the program, Lara.
Thank you.
Now, I have to say, okay, I had an argument with a friend of mine on how to pronounce your name. In fact, I just had an argument with my wife about how to pronounce your name. And it's Lara Cavanaugh.
Close enough. I'll take Lara over Laura. It's Lara, but...
Oh, crap. That means she's right. I hate when she's right.
I'll take Lara over Laura, Lisa, Lori. But I don't answer to anything.
Do you often get confused with those names?
I don't, but everyone else, like even when I introduce myself, you know, it's like, hi, I'm Lara. And they're like, hi, Laura. I'm like, hi. I stopped correcting a long time ago.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask all my, interviewees. What is your visual acuity?
My acuity, I don't know. I haven't been to the eye doctor since I was younger. But I have Stargardt's macular degeneration.
Right.
So, of course, you know, 2200 is legally blind, so I met that criteria. Now I'm sure it's a lot worse, but I don't want to know what it is.
So you have some light perception at this point?
I have peripheral, pretty good peripheral. My central vision's gone, you know, it's just the blind spot, but my peripheral's pretty good.
Is that strictly because of the disease?
Yeah. The Stargardt takes the central reading vision. So like, I mean, I'm pretty good at like walking around and stuff, but, you know, no driving, no small text.
Right. And where were you originally born?
I'm from Illinois, from Lake Zurich.
Okay, okay. And is that where you're living now?
No, I lived there for 33 years, and then my husband and I moved to South Carolina 3 years ago.
Okay. Now, was that because of a job, or?
No, we were just sick of Cook County, Illinois. Mm-hmm, with, like, mm-hmm. you know, the highest sales tax, highest property tax, tax on tax, so.
You think you were living in the Gold Coast, eh?
Yeah. My in-laws retired down here, and they kept saying how great it was, and the cost of living is a lot better.
Is it?
The pay is less, but it goes further, so.
Yeah. 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 At the same time, I mean, if that's where you have to be, you have to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, did your site play any part in your life during the move at all?
No. Nothing that I hadn't already planned for. I mean, we ordered a pod and packed everything up and then packed up the guinea pigs and the dog and took on a 2-day road trip. My husband had to do all the driving. I guess that was the part I couldn't help with.
Yeah. I mean, did you go to school in a mainstream school or a school for the blind?
Oh, no. I went to Lake Zurich High School mainstream. Yeah, there weren't many visually impaired students there. So, like, our vision room was the library magazine closet room. Mm-hmm. We were with the magazine stacks.
So you were put in the closet, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I mean, did they help you at all?
Yeah. I like to be as independent as I could, but I had the CCTV. You know, I got extended time for my tests. I could still, you know, take them under the CCTV.
Right.
And I would just do that in a room by myself. And I mean, as far as taking notes, I would just listen and take notes the best I could.
Sure. Now, this was back in the 80s, was it?
I was born in 85 and uh-huh. I graduated 2003. So like 1999, 2000.
2003?
Graduating 2003.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. And I mean, at that point, were computers just becoming mainstream?
No, they were, well, actually, I think it was like 1997, we may have gotten our first computer, and, you know, back then, like, I don't know what kind of computer we had, but it took like a half hour to load a website, and I didn't know that wasn't normal.
Accepted it, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, they got better. We had CCTV and they had like a Braille machine. I had to take some Braille classes. I don't really use it. I like to show off at hotel rooms though and read the room numbers.
Did you really?
Yeah, I would tease my husband when we go to a hotel. I'm like, I can read this room number.
I mean, did he congratulate you at least?
Oh, he was very impressed.
So, I mean, did you keep going after high school or did you just stop school altogether after high school?
Oh, no, I did a lot of school. I'm done with school. You couldn't pay me to go back, but I went to community college and like just to like gen ed classes and I didn't really know what I wanted to major in. Mm-hmm. So like most blind people, I was like, I'm going to go be a massage therapist.
Right.
I did that. And then after that, I was like, I want to go back to college.
Yeah.
Just for a backup because like your body will just quit on you.
Eventually. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went back and I got my bachelor's in business administration management.
Got you.
And I was a little bit older at the time. Like, I graduated massage school when I was, like, 21. And then I went back, like, 2 years later. But, like, I wanted to do the full program. Like, I didn't want to do, like, the quick adult program just so mm-hmm. I could prove to myself I could do it. So I did all the, like, every single class I had to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got my bachelor's.
I mean, did you, at At what point did you meet your husband?
I met him when I was 28. My best friend that I met at a salon that I was working at, she like kind of told me about him. I was in a long-term, like 9-year relationship, and I finally called it quits, and I probably should have done it a lot earlier. Right. So then she's like, well, you know, I've been telling you about him forever, and you guys like the same music. And then, so on Facebook, I friended him, and then we were just like perfect match, and we've been married for 6 years.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And is he sighted or blind?
He's sighted. He has hawk eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got hawk eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that probably I realize now that it was a stupid question, because how else could he drive you from Illinois to South Carolina?
Maybe on a tractor.
I mean, was it difficult for him to get used to your blindness?
Possibly. I mean, you know how people really don't understand at first, and then like, mm-hmm. if you see something, they think you see it how they see it, and like, right. no, I didn't, you know, see it how you saw it. I saw it how I saw it. You know, like I saw a dog, it was a furry blob, but you know, I didn't see it how you see it.
Yeah, yeah.
He learned quickly though, but like, that's one of the hard part about relationships too, is like, I don't want to start over. I don't want to have to tell you what I can and can't see and see if you're okay with it, and just,
so that was tiresome for you.
Yeah, I was pretty much like, this is what it is. Take it or leave mm-hmm. it.
And how did he accept that?
Oh, he loves me to pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's deeply in love with you and doesn't want to fuck it up?
No. He's sad. If I was sighted, I'd probably take over the world.
You think so, do you?
Yes.
Now, this is going to be kind of like a racist question. And I'm only asking for my curiosity. Are you Caucasian or are you black?
I'm Caucasian.
You're Caucasian.
I'm pasty white. My husband is also Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks for letting me know there. Sorry. My wife's in the background listening. So, I mean, did you guys ever have kids?
No, we are sticking with our furry kids. If I had children, they would not have what I have because it's recessive. The way I got it, I was adopted, so I don't really know too much about my history, but Stargardt's is recessive, and you need two parents that have it recessively to get it. So I got it, and so my kids wouldn't have it, but right now, the world's crazy. Financially, I don't know how people do it. And then, like, driving them around, like, having to get them where they need to go, it would just be too much.
Too much for your husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have fun. We're big kids. And we have 2 dogs, 2 guinea pigs, and we recently brought my mom's cat back with us. So we have a household.
How do your dogs handle the cat?
The one I don't think has even seen her because she's been living in her bedroom, and our other one like keeps going in there to say hello, and the cat isn't too friendly yet, but my dog just wants to play with her. So she's
the cat bullies the dogs, is that it?
Say what?
The cat bullies the dogs?
Kind of. She hisses, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, what's going on? I just want to be a friend.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can only imagine. So it's by choice that you don't have kids, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. Mm-hmm. I mean, was it always like that? I mean, did you have issues growing up as a blind person, a blind kid?
Oh, just the normal ones. I mean, you know, like school, you know, of course, when you're younger, they're going to make fun of you because you're different.
Right. Did you have to wear glasses?
So I had glasses from like kindergarten to like 5th grade, and we thought it was just astigmatism. Mm. And like 5th grade, I noticed like things were getting worse, and I couldn't see like the chalkboard, and I was like, what is everybody rating? Like, where are they rating that from? And then, yeah, so I mean, like, I kind of kept it quiet. I kept to myself because I was like, I just want to stay under the radar. You know, kids can be cruel. And I was just like, I'm going to stay, do my work, and get it done. Like, I was always a good student, too. But when you're younger, like, kids will make fun of you like you chose to be disabled.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, oh, I didn't choose to be like this. And they treat you like you chose it. So it's like, now, no.
How were you able to get past that, though? I mean, did you get past that?
Yeah. The tough thing is, like, in school, especially high school, like, you know, you're in your rank, you know, like, you're like, they're popular, I'm not, and you think it's always going to be like that. But once you get out of high school, like, I wish somebody told me that, like, nobody's popular and, like, everyone's on the same playing field. And once you get out of high school, like, they don't have any control over you. You live your own life, and you don't have to see them every single day.
And did you grow up with adoptive parents?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were adopted. And how did your parents react to your blindness? I mean, it must have hit them hard, eh?
Yeah, they were supportive. I mean, like anyone else, I don't think they knew exactly what to do. We had all the resources we needed.
Sure.
But, like, in my family, it was just kind of, like, hush-hush. I think they're afraid to bring it up to, like, hurt my feelings.
Right.
So it really wasn't talked about very much.
How did you feel about it?
When I was younger, sad to say, I thought it was something to be ashamed of. So I didn't tell anybody. And, like, when they would, like, the teachers, like, hand me the large print books in the normal classroom, I would just, like, hide them. Like, those aren't for me.
yeah.
And I wish I could, like, go back, you know, as a grown-up and tell myself, you know, like, don't worry about it.
Did you have a lot of friends in school?
Yeah, I had a good group, like, elementary school. Unfortunately, like, a couple of my best friends moved out of state. And then middle school, like, I had my three best friends. Then when high school came along, like, you know, they say you find out who your true friends are. And unfortunately, they all went their own way. So I was pretty much a loner. But I had my friends that I talked to at lunch and stuff. But like I said, I did my work. Wanted to get out of there.
yeah. No, of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. And, I mean, was it hard to do your work in high school? I mean, was it strictly through CCTV that you did?
Yeah. All my writing I had to do under the CCTV. Of course, it takes longer because you can't just scan the whole page all at once. So, you know,
sure.
It would take me longer. I'd get it done. But, of course, yeah, I'd have a few extra hours of homework. And then with the computer, I just use, like, the basic Microsoft Windows magnifier that came on the computer.
Right.
So that's what I would do for my, like my papers and stuff like that.
Speaking of which, I mean, your state doesn't give people who are blind benefits?
South Carolina, I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Sorry, I meant Illinois.
Illinois, they had DOORS. I think, yeah, DOORS program. They, like, helped with my tuition for college, and they got me, like, a massage table. They got me, you know, the Opal, like, the old school handheld CCTV.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
The Opal. I didn't use it much, though. I think I still have it. But, you know, like, the screen was the size of a business card. You couldn't really do much with it. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, did that work for you at all?
A little bit. But, yeah, like I said, like, the screen, you can't really read much on it.
Yeah, I can only imagine something that small would only go letter by letter. I keep wanting to switch over to your husband and how he reacted to that, but I guess once he got used to it, it became second nature. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He knows what I need help with.
Yeah. I mean, did you help him all out at all in getting used to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Somewhat. You know, I told him, like, what I needed, and, like, he's gotten used to it. Like, you know, if I'm feeling lazy and don't want to, like, go read something, I'm like, can you come in here? You know, like, I don't, like, cooking stuff. Like, can you just tell me the temperature and the time?
Yeah. Right, like, right.
I don't want to run at the CCTV for everything. Like, I'm already in the kitchen. Just tell me.
Right. And how is it when, I mean, when you guys go out, do you have any issues with people? Well, I mean, for example, speaking to him instead of you when they want to know something about you?
No. Like, I don't have a cane, so a lot of people don't really know.
Can I ask why?
I walk around pretty fine. I mean, besides, you know, the occasional, like, curb and stuff that I miss. But I'm pretty good at, like, walking around. I mean, my husband will hold my hand, but
right.
I don't think I need a cane.
And he goes with you everywhere?
Mostly. Yeah. I'm pretty independent, though, too. Like if I want to go somewhere, I'll take an Uber over there and just do it myself. But, of course, it takes longer. What really, like, changed the game was a smartphone. Like, I have a Samsung Note. So, like, if I'm at the store and I want to read a price tag or, like, look at a can, like, I'll pull up the camera and go in, you know, the camera app and, like, zoom it, and I can read it on there.
Oh, and it'll let you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not meant for that, but I use my...
No, I get it. I mean, have you been able to purchase any of the magnifier apps from the Play Store?
I did mess around with one. I think it's still on there. I don't use it much, though. Like, I just have luck using my photo camera, and then I just zoom in. So, but I know there are a lot of apps out there.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, my phone was ringing. Shoot. I was going to ask you, do you use your Samsung with TalkBack, or is it strictly with just your vision?
Yeah, just, I haven't put on it doesn't talk to me. I do use the speak to text though when I text message.
So you dictate.
Yeah, and then like if I need to see something, it's actually really good at zooming. Like you just tap on it 3 times and you can zoom.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's that easy to zoom into mm-hmm. different things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you shop on your own or does your husband go with you?
So, I mean, like, back in Illinois, we lived, like, within a mile of a grocery store, so I would, like, love to walk over there and go get stuff for dinner, and I'd do that on my own and walk back. There's only, like, one street to cross.
Right.
Now we use Shipt, and I love it. It's,
You use what? Sorry, did you say you use Shipt?
Shipt. S-H-I-P-T. Shipt.
Okay. Okay.
It's, Yeah,
sorry, you know I've got a hearing impediment, right?
No, I did not know that.
Well, you do now.
I'm dying. Yeah, so it was like, I think one of the original grocery apps.
Right.
I've been using it since like it started. Before it was cool to use it in the pandemic, I was using it. So.
Wow, and does that help a lot? I mean, is that something that's available easily in your area?
Yeah.
Are you in, I mean, can I ask which city you live in?
We're in Greenville. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greenville, South Carolina.
I'm sorry,
Greenville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think I've ever heard of that place.
Oh, if you hear South Carolina, you usually hear Greenville, but we're not
Is that the biggest city in your area?
I think it's one of them. It's pretty built up, and they're just building more and more houses here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you look forward to any future benefits? Is South Carolina going to help you with anything at all?
I have no idea. I honestly haven't looked.
Because I can only imagine your vision is going to get worse, yeah?
I don't know. The eye doctor said, like, it did its thing. Like, it took the central vision, and usually, like, the peripheral is pretty much left intact.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. With Stargardt, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people who have Stargardt aren't necessarily going to go all the way blind.
I don't believe so. Mm-mm.
Yeah. No. I mean, are you planning for just such a possibility, or is that something you're just not going to cross until you get there?
I've never really.
Be honest. Be honest. It's okay.
I mean, I thought about it. Like, what if that happened? I don't plan on it happening, but I mean.
Have you ever had a talk with your husband about that happening?
Not really, but he said, you know, if that ever happened, he's not going anywhere.
He's. You sound pretty sure of yourself.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not saying to be, you know, not to be sure of that, but I mean, I honestly didn't expect my wife to stick around when I lost my sight. So the fact that she did and still wants me here is amazing.
It is.
I mean, considering the shit that I put her through. But of course, you know, I'm not like you, and you're probably an angel compared to me. Having said that, do you plan on maybe learning Braille or learning orientational mobility at all?
Oh, I did that in high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did grade 1 and grade 2 Braille. I haven't really used it since then. And then I did have an O&M instruction, so like crossing streets and stuff like that. I did that.
But with a cane or on your
own? I think we did it both ways.
Right.
For practice.
I mean, what's the possibility of you getting a guide dog?
Oh, I don't think they'd give me one. They wouldn't even let me do dial a ride in Illinois because I wasn't blind enough.
Shut up.
No, yeah. I'm like, okay, there are no buses in my area. I cannot read what bus number it is. But apparently, because like I could get on the bus by myself, they're like, no, you're not blind enough to do dial a ride. You know, like the personal ride where they come to your
pathetic.
House. Yeah, I know. It's hard.
I mean, did you have to deal a lot with that sort of bias where people don't want to accept you as blind, but they don't really want to?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because I'm like in between, like sighted and blind. So it's like, you qualify for this, but not this.
Like, right. I mean, that must frustrate you a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm 36 years old. I've pretty much figured out how to do stuff and how I like to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did it take a lot of adaptation on your part?
I think just when I was younger.
Yeah. And things kind of came easy for you, or did you have to improvise a lot? Do you remember?
Yeah, I improvised a lot. I was like, I would get stressed out when I couldn't do anything. It was like when I was younger, when I tried to hide it. Like,
right.
Stressed out and like, how am I going to do this? I'm going to have to fake my way through it.
Yeah. And were you successful all the time or just?
No, sometimes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. At least you're adult enough to admit it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people don't.
Yeah. But nobody wants to be different, especially when you're a kid.
But yeah.
Now I really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
Yeah. I mean, preparing your meals and stuff, did that take a lot of work, or were you able to do that on your own as well?
I do that on my own. I really didn't learn to cook till I was 38, until I got married. And my mother-in-law was like, you're going to have to learn to cook.
Is that right?
Yeah. But my crock pot is my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Really? Does it give you advice too?
I wish.
Yeah.
Probably pretty wise.
Yeah. No kidding. Mm-hmm. How can I ask how old your husband is?
He's 37.
Does he know how to cook?
Kind of. He's more of like a microwave chef. He did make chili though while I was out of town. I talked him through it on the phone and he made the chili in the crock pot. I was very proud.
No kidding. Yeah. He diced his own stuff too.
Oh no. We used canned pre-diced tomatoes. He opened all the cans.
Okay, well let's not embarrass the poor guy. I mean, he is married to you, isn't he?
Yes.
I mean, after all, he did make that mistake. I mean, he chose you.
Yes, he did.
But no, I mean, seriously though, I mean, is he rather tolerant of people who, I don't know, for lack of a better word, abuse your blindness? And by that I mean, for example, people taking advantage of your blindness, doing things behind your back, right in front of you, so to speak?
We haven't really encountered that, but he would not be happy about that. He can tease me, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But like if somebody else did, he would not be happy.
Does it ever get on your nerves at all?
When he teases me, no. Mm-mm. He does it with love.
He does it with love?
With love.
So he's never gone serious yet?
No. Oh, no. Like, no.
Oh, I have to talk to him then.
No. Yeah, no.
I have to find out what sort of things he says.
No. Oh, yeah. I can't even remember. Like, but, like, we don't argue, but, like, if he were to ever, like, throw that in the mix, that's, mm-hmm. like, a deal breaker. I dealt with that in a previous relationship, and I was like, I'm not going to ever deal with that again.
Was that because of your star guards or because of the guy just being an asshole?
Both. I think he felt sorry for himself that all he could get was a blind girlfriend. I think he got the better deal though with me. And then, I went back to school and he had not finished college. And then when I was finishing my degree, like you could see how insecure he was. He was like, he told me one time, he's like, but a blind girl can't be doing better than me. I'm like, why not?
He sounds like a real dick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And towards the end, like when I had just had it and I was, you know, dropping hints that I was leaving, he was like, you know, not many guys would want you because your vision.
He actually said that to you.
Oh, he said that to me.
What a dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So I was like, oh, we'll find out.
Okay. No, I take it back. He's a maxi pad. I mean, yeah. Really? I mean, what sort of thing is that to say to somebody? Obviously, even if you are breaking up with them.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, he was extremely insecure to be using that on somebody. So.
Right.
I actually feel bad for him, you know? You have to go that low.
And can I ask how old you were when you were going out with him?
Oh, my God. It was 18 to 28.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 or 10 years, too long.
and he was about the same age, was he?
Yeah, I think he was 3 years older, 2 or 3 years old, 3 years older, I think.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And how long have you been married to your husband?
We got married in June of 15, and we started dating in, like, February of 13, so... We've been married 6 years, together like 8, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, did you guys have a traditional wedding in a church or whatever?
No.
Justice of the peace?
I did not want a big wedding. I don't know if I'm your typical woman. Like, I did not dream of my wedding my entire life, and I do not want to be stared at by so many people, and I'm not into wearing dresses, so
right.
I got myself a pink dress, and we went to the courthouse with just a few of our good friends, and then we went out to dinner, and then, like, a couple weeks later, we just had a party at the house. That's what we did.
I'm going to ask you a personal question. Mm-hmm. Are you insecure about how you look?
Just about as much as anyone else could be. I mean, like, I can't do my makeup real well. So I really just do, like, mascara and lip gloss and I think just as much as anyone else would be, but.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not going to be doing my makeup.
Did that play a part when you were younger, when you, if you had to go out somewhere or anything like that?
No, when I was, I really wore more makeup when I was like 16 and my vision was a lot better then, so.
Right.
I could do the eyeliner. Not that it really helped me because I have little tiny eyes.
Understandable. Understandable.
So, yeah. I'm okay.
Have you ever done a search for your biological parents? Did you ever want to?
I mean, I did your typical internet searches. It was a while back. It's a very long story. I really had no interest, and then somebody had found my birth mother, and I went and met her like one time. It wasn't something I really wanted to do, but I was curious, so I did that. That was about it.
What was your impression of her?
She's not in a good place mentally.
Right.
No, so that kind of
are we talking about cognitive issues, or are we talking about functional issues?
Like mental illness, like.
Like you mean like bipolar and stuff like that?
Yes, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So then I, you know, started thinking about myself, and I was like, you know, what if I get this? What if I get that? Luckily, I'm not talking to myself yet.
So, right, right.
And
was she blind? Did you find out?
No. Mm-mm. Okay. No, and I think my birth father passed away when I was like 15.
Right.
So, yeah, that's, yeah.
Did that disappoint you some?
I mean, it's sad. But I don't know if I really had a desire to meet them. Like,
okay.
I really didn't want to know much because I'd rather
Do you mind my asking what she said when she first met you?
Oh my gosh, I don't even remember. Honestly,
if you don't want to talk about it, that's cool.
It's fine. It was years ago. It was one time. But I honestly don't remember. We went out to lunch. She was in a care facility. So, like, her mentality, she didn't make too much sense.
Right.
And she was younger to be in there, but.
Did you always know you were adopted?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your parents told you at an early age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't even remember, like, when they did it. I just always knew.
Right. Mm-hmm. And at some point, do you remember ever questioning them about who your parents were?
Yeah, when I got older, I think my mom told me my birth mother's name.
Right.
It was before, like, Google and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I had questions. Nothing too crazy. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, are you curious in terms of a DNA profile at some point? You might do one, if anything, so you know your health history, what to look forward to.
Yeah. I mean, I know some of the things she has, so I'm trying to be aware of that, diabetes and of course all the mental stuff. So
can I ask, are you overweight?
I would say,
wait a second. Hold on. Are you giving me shit for asking that?
Let me ask my husband.
Okay.
No, technically I think I'm overweight. I say I have a lot of muscle, but I mean, I'm just, curvy.
You're curvy.
I'm average. I'm not a stick and I'm not chunky.
Can I ask how much you weigh?
Oh my God, I don't even know. I'm 5'9". I'll tell you that.
Oh, you're 5'9". Okay, so you're rather tall for you.
Yes.
For a woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can't be all that big. I mean, why does diabetes seem to be a factor in your life, if at all?
I don't know. I mean, because my birth mother's diabetic. I don't know which type. But, like, yeah, I was dealing with some high blood pressure. I'm on blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication, and I'm kind of young for that.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm just trying
to... I mean,
to
if you'll excuse me, you don't seem like someone who worries a lot. Are you a big worrier?
I think so. Yeah. I've been pretty stressed out.
Have you?
It's been tough. Yeah.
Can I ask why?
I
mean,
if
only so our viewers can maybe relate with something that you say.
So, well, lately it was dealing with this family emergency by myself.
Sure.
And then, you know, the typical, I think blind people have a lot more stress than regular people just because, like, we have to figure out where we're going to work, how we're going to get there, and, like, we don't have as many options. We can't just be like, oh, I'm going to go work here. It's an hour away. It's like have a vicinity, and, like, what we can afford in Lyft rides is basically where we have to work.
Right.
So it's a big puzzle that you have to figure out. So it's very stressful.
I mean, did you apply to jobs after college?
Yeah, I tried to get into the business world, uh-huh. And then, like, you know, when all you had to put on your resume is massage therapy and, like, your business degree, like, it was hard in Illinois. I think there's a lot of competition, which is part of the reason why we moved. Like, I tried and
right.
I'm like,
so right. Actually, employment was a big factor in your decision to move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, do you or your husband have family where you moved to?
Just his parents, my mother and father-in-law. They moved down here like 6 years ago, and then we moved down here 3. Right. It's just us.
Are you close to them?
Distance wise, we're like 50 minutes. Relationship wise, yes, we're very close.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and emotionally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did they feel about their son marrying a blind woman?
I'll have to ask them. No, they're okay. Actually, they love me. His mother says I'm an amazing woman. I mean, I think I do a lot. And I think I surprise a lot of people at, like, what I do, what I can do.
Right. And what sorts of things do you do that surprises people?
A lot of, like, the administrative stuff, like taking care of the paperwork for the house. I do our taxes.
You do it? Not your husband?
I do our taxes.
Right. Right.
I'm pretty good at
math. I don't suppose you get refunds.
We get refunds. Yeah, we get pretty good refunds.
Mm-hmm. Do you? Okay.
Yeah, decent. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's good. I mean, at the very least, you're a good preparer, a tax preparer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So your husband can't complain that way.
No.
Does he work at all?
He works all the time. He works very hard. Yes, he works Monday through Friday. He drives for work. So he's constantly on the road, just driving, delivering stuff.
How does that impact you?
Just the fact that I feel bad when I ask him to take me somewhere because he's been driving all week.
Right. I mean, is he away a lot or?
No, it's a daily.
It's a daily
stuff.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see. I mean, are you able to get out where you live? I mean, is it a well-populated area?
Yeah, it's pretty popular. I mean, there's no bus system out by us. There is one, like, in Greenville, but it doesn't come out by us.
Right.
But, I mean, like, I'll take Lyft to work, and then, like, groceries we have delivered, so I don't have to worry about that. And then, like, if I need to go somewhere, we'll go on the weekend. And then if I just want to have a pleasure trip and go somewhere, I'll just take a Lyft.
Sure. You mentioned that you take Lyft to work. Can I ask what you do?
Oh, I do. I'm still doing massage therapy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Your husband must love the shit out of you.
He actually doesn't like massages. I massaged him once.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
What? Mm-hmm. I mean, his back must be killing him from driving.
I know. That's what I tell him. Like, and you know, tell him stay hydrated. He doesn't like massages.
Stay hydrated.
It's important. You gotta have your muscles supple.
Okay, babe, you can't just say that to a poor guy who's been sitting in a car all day.
That's the best I could offer if you won't let me massage him. I'm like, drink your water.
Does it get hot down there? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does he have AC in the car?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Thank God for small miracles. I mean, honestly, I mean, how do your clients feel about you being blind at all? Do they react?
I don't really tell them. I mean, I've told a few that I get close to, but I don't bring it up unless I have to.
And do you work in an actual studio or salon, or do you work from home?
I work in a salon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I've thought about doing it at home, but it's never worked out. There's a lot of factors. I mean, we have two dogs. Our house is not big enough, and then COVID, and then, you know, weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah. No, of course.
No, thank you.
No, I get that. I get that. I mean, who'd want a crazy psycho in their home? And plus, they wouldn't be just crazy psychos. They'd be crazy horny psychos.
Oh.
Yeah, afterwards. I know, I get it. I mean, was it hard to learn massage therapy?
No, I don't think so. Mm-mm. No.
So what exactly, I mean, do you offer scents and various smell therapy as well?
Yes. Like, I work for Nevada Salon, and actually worked for one in Illinois as well. So, I mean, they have a lot of great aromas. It's natural. Right. So, like, every massage, the client gets to pick out what aroma they like. And, you know, I can't read the bottle, but, you know, I've gotten used to what they smell like.
And if right.
I need to read it, I'll just use my phone. Mm-hmm.
Can I mean, does it ever affect you in a bad way? I mean, I can only imagine that with all those smells, there must be one you don't like.
I usually just take those out of mix. Don't let them choose that one.
Is that right? Are you allowed to do that?
I mean, there's so many of them. So, yeah. I mean, there's not many that I don't like.
I mean, for example, my wife has a very sensitive schnozzle. I mean, when she smells perfume, she could, I mean, the person could be under, you know, 50 blankets and she still smells it.
Oh
no
God.
Matter what. I mean, I sometimes get freaked out at what she can smell.
Does she have allergies?
She actually does, yeah. She does.
I feel like
environmental.
I feel like people with allergies have like really sensitive like smell. They can smell a lot.
Yeah. So you've actually come across people like that?
I know some people that had some bad allergies, yeah.
Do you at all?
No, I don't have any. And, like, South Carolina is, like, the state for allergies. Like, when we moved down here, our poor dog got skin allergies.
No shit. So yeah. Did you have to buy, like, medicine to rub all over him and stuff?
Yeah, we took her in. I think she had, like, an oral and then a cream. She's better right. now. But, yeah, the vet was like, welcome to South Carolina.
I mean, are you within walking distance of places like stores and stuff?
Not where I'm at, no.
So you kind of live in a rural community?
Kind of. I mean, it's a bunch of neighborhoods, a lot of houses, but like there's no sidewalks and yeah, it's a little ways to get somewhere. So yeah, there's nothing I can walk to over here.
Mm-mm. I mean, does that get lonely for you at all?
Kind of annoying sometimes. Like I said, like when we lived in Illinois, I used to walk over to the grocery store from our neighborhood.
Yeah, you said that.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, is this something you look forward to now?
to going out?
I mean, not going out. The fact that you can stay home and relax, so to speak.
Yeah, I do like my days off. But usually my days off are like cooking, cleaning, laundry.
Do your hands ever get tired from all the massaging?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, yeah. My fingers are not what they used to be.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you use anything to soothe them at all?
No. I have what is it? I don't know. The old people muscle rub. I'll use that if I need to.
8535.
Hey, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I can only imagine what that feels like, having to rub people all over, especially if you're using natural oils.
Yeah. I mean, you build up a stamina to it. Like, you get used to it, but I can definitely tell, like, my hands, not what they used to be. Like, I can't, like, hold a screw anymore, like, very tightly. My hands will just, like, cramp up. I'm like, oh.
Is that right?
Yeah, like cutting. I was just like cutting some meat for tacos earlier, and I was like, my hand, I had to stop and like stretch out my thumb.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, did that develop with age or with the work that you do?
Yeah, I've been a massage therapist for like 15 years. So, yeah.
So you're really entrenched in that profession, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are you what they call certified, or is this?
Oh yeah, mhm, mhm. Yeah, you have to have a license here. You get a cert. You go to school, you get a certificate, and then you got to be. You got to take a test through the state, and then they will license you. And then you have to take classes every 2 years to
no
keep up your license. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have to, like, every 2 years you renew your license, and they check to make sure you took your classes. And, like, when we moved to South Carolina, I had to transfer my license and pull up 10-year-old paperwork and transfer it over.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask what sorts of questions they ask on the testing?
Oh, it's – actually, I was pretty lucky because I had taken anatomy in high school, and I really liked it, so I already knew, like, half of it. Already, it was just like a refresher in massage school. It's mostly anatomy, and like medical conditions and contraindications and like, don't do this, don't do that.
And then, right.
Like
right.
Some of the techniques they'll quiz you on.
Right. And that was, I mean, did you find it easy to pass? Were you given extra time to complete it?
That's a story. Yes, I was given extra time. So when I first was going to take it, you know, I emailed them. I was like, I need accommodations. I need a magnifier. So, right. Of course, I'm nervous, and I go in to take my test all excited. Like, I'm ready to get it over with. I'm going to be, like, one of the first ones out of my class to take this. And I get there, and they have this, like, 8x11 plastic sheet magnifier for me to put on the computer screen.
No shit.
I was like, this is what? And I'm, like, trying to put it up. I'm like, I can't use this. I'm like, do you have Zoom text? And they're like, what? And they're like, we're going to have you come back another day because our tech isn't here, and we're going to have to set you up. And I was so upset. Like, I called
really?
My dad. Yeah, my dad dropped me off, and I called him, like, 10 minutes later. I'm like, turn around. Come and get me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, did you come across stuff like that all the time, or just in one specific location?
Mm-hmm. That was probably the biggest, like, miscommunication of my needs.
Right.
The accommodations, yeah. I needed.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have the ADA down there, which supports you, but, mm-hmm. I mean, does it really have any teeth to support you, especially if you're doing stuff like that?
I don't know, honestly. I know they have all their laws and rules and stuff, and
right.
But
you never took advantage of them.
No, I kind of looked into it a few months ago because I was doing this other job. Mm-hmm. I just started, and unfortunately, they overhired. Oopsies! Did I hit something?
No.
Okay. They overhired, so I was only there for 2 weeks, but like I was telling them, like they had an old school time clock where you have the paper and you punch it.
Oh.
And, like I told the manager like 2 times that I need help, I need an accommodation, and then I texted her about it and she replied, but her reply had nothing to do with my accommodation.
Right.
So, I mean, then I started looking into it, like how long do they have to comply and what they have to do.
Right.
I mean, they have 30 days until they should comply, and then the ADA has to get involved, and I mean, they don't really get in trouble. It's just you call the ADA, and then they try and get you your accommodation.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, that must have frustrated you to no end.
Yeah, yeah. Some people just are terrible people.
Well, that and they don't get it, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to stay mad at them, especially when they're obtuse.
Yeah, they can be obtuse, but I think a lot of it's understanding, and they just don't want to or they don't care.
So just plain ignorance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's easier for employers to just not deal with it and just hire somebody else that can see. And it's like they think, you know, oh, somebody else will hire them. I just don't have the time to, you know, accommodate this or deal with this. And
right.
Which is sad, unfortunately, when, you know, everybody's an equal opportunity employer until you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, understandably. Mm-hmm. I mean, you spoke of accommodations. Speaking of which, I mean, how are you able to massage people as a blind person, if at all?
I mean, I've gotten used to it. I mean, I have to, the room gets dark, you know, like all my eyes, like I have to adjust to the darkness. Like if I just walk in a dark room, I can't see anything. Like, so right. I'll turn the light low and then like when I have to have them flip over, like I'll turn it like off so that it's not blinding them, and by then my eyes are adjusted.
Right.
I mean, you just stay close to the table too, so you pretty much know where you're at.
Right. And everything goes by feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. Do you concentrate on any particular part of the body, or is this?
Oh, just, I mean, it depends on what everybody needs. I mean, most people will tell, you know, my upper back and shoulders hurt. But, you know, with that, you got to work on, like, the front pec area to help loosen that up. And a lot of people don't understand that. So they'll be, like, just dig into my back. I was like, no, I need to work on, like, your chest muscles, too.
Yeah.
They think they know what they need. And you're like, no, you have to tell them sometimes, like, we need to work on this.
And how often does that come into play where you have to tell them what they need?
Most of the time.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, most people think massage, they think of the back, and if they have neck and back pain, they think that's where you have to work. I mean, and you can work there, but a lot of the time the problem's coming from a different area, which is usually your front, like, because we're all hunched forward and our shoulders are pulled forward most of the time from everything, and so you gotta open that up and put their back and, you know, pull their shoulders back to where they're supposed to be, and that helps with the back.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, how do you feel about full body massage chairs? I mean, do you have a feeling about them?
Is that massage chair? That's a massage. Swear word. That is a swear word to massage therapist.
No kidding.
No massage. We hate massage chairs.
Why? Why?
Because they're horrible. Because the person, you know, they sit there and, I mean, table massage is great. You can, like, use your body mechanics and your weight. But when you're doing a chair massage, like, you're just using your hands, your fists, and you're just, like, killing your hands. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not fun.
Wait, are we talking about the same thing here?
Massage chair? Oh, I'm talking about, like, the actual, like, massage chair where somebody sits face forward and they're facing a face cradle. Not a massaging
chair.
Oh,
no, I'm talking about the ones that actually massage you.
The massaging chairs? I like them. I've used them when I've gotten pedicures.
Mm-hmm. When you've gotten what? Sorry?
Oh, pedicures. A lot of them have the massaging chairs.
Oh, my God. Do you do pedicures?
No. No, I do not. That would be a separate license.
No, no, I mean, do you get them a lot?
Oh, no. No, mostly because I can't, you know, drive myself to get them, and I'm not really high maintenance. So I'll go with my friends once in a while and get them.
And you do manicures, I take it, when you do manicure, pedicures.
Yeah, usually if we go for our feet, we'll get our fingers done. But, like, I like doing massage, you're not really supposed to have nail polish on. So, and plus you're cutting your nails, like, once a week.
So you keep them short. You have to keep them short.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are you able to cut them on your own? Okay. Okay. And is it by sight or feel?
I think both. Like, I'll look to see where I'm putting the fingernail clipper, but I think a lot of stuff I really don't look at what I'm doing. Like, I'll go through my purse and not look, and I'll find what I'm looking for. Most people, you know, like, they look in their purse, they open it up, and they got their face in there, and I'm just, like, digging around in there. I'm like, got it!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like going on a safari, yeah. Yeah. I mean, are there other personal care things that you do personally that you find difficult because of your blindness?
Just makeup. I think just makeup.
Just makeup.
And, yeah, like I said, I don't do a lot of makeup.
And you don't color your hair, I take it.
I mean, when I worked at a salon in Illinois, I used to get my hair done, but I don't do it anymore. Like, I don't have the time to just... You have to keep it up, and I'm...
That's not something you're prepared to do on your own. And I take it you wouldn't dare ask your husband to do that for you.
Oh, to color my hair?
He's cool, but not that cool.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I was, like, dyeing it, like, a pink. He'd probably be, you know, happy to do that, but, yeah, no.
Wait, he would dye your hair pink if you
had? I don't know. He had purple hair.
I mean, dude, come on. He wouldn't just give up and dye your hair pink.
Oh, my God. To do that, though, you have to, like, bleach your hair, like, and kill it and then put in the color.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine you having pink hair.
No.
Honestly, your voice doesn't come off as having pink hair.
Really? I like pink. I'm wearing a tie-dye hoodie.
Are you really?
Yeah, it says be kind. So.
Can I ask how long your hair is?
It's gotten long, actually. I'm wearing just one braid. It's like halfway. I'll just say it's to my underarm. We'll say that. Not super long, but it's longer than...
Oh, okay. Okay. And do you always keep it in a braid?
No, I did that today because I was trying to be fancy. Usually it's in a bun.
Yeah, and how'd that work out for you?
Fine. I've got a braid in my hair. I can do that. Yeah, usually my hair's in bun. Like, you will never see me with my hair down because it's, like, I have naturally curly hair, but it doesn't want to curl. So it's usually just frizz.
A second. Hold on. I'm confused. You have naturally curly hair, but it never wants to curl.
It doesn't want to curl correctly. Yeah.
So does that actually mean you have naturally curly hair?
Yeah, I don't, maybe wavy, frizzy. Don't ask.
Laura, honestly, honey, you are so cool.
I just know what I am, and I'll own it.
Yeah, you'll own it. I mean, that's a good part about you, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you must have had a lot of friends when you were growing up. I mean, were you always this delightful, honestly?
I am very delightful. Yeah, but I think...
Like, No, hold on. I said you are delightful, but were you always delightful?
I think so. I'm pretty cool. I was pretty cool, but, you know, like I said, in high school, you know, everyone went their own way, so.
Yeah.
You know, they're lost.
And you really had nobody to show off your delightfulness to.
No. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, I think you would have been popular at parties, I think.
Oh.
I mean, were you a dancer?
No. Oh, you would not want to see me dance. Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Really?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, that kind of ruins my theory. I thought all women could dance.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Wow. No. Oh, my God, no. Mm-mm.
And what kind of music were you into? I mean...
So that's how my husband and I met. I don't know if you've heard of the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you? They've been to Canada. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, like, I was really into it, like, since I was, like, 13.
Uh-huh.
And still into it, and that's how my husband and I met. My friend, you know, told me about it, and she's like, you know, there's this guy in high school that really liked him. You should just message him. And so, yeah, that's... So, you know, we met, and we went to concerts together, and we know all the lyrics together, and we met the band together.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how did that go?
Good. It was fun.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I can only imagine the Insane Clown Posse would have freaked out. I mean, I would have freaked out if I was in the same room as them.
It was fun. Yeah.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
No
mm-hmm.
kidding. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, the concerts get crazy. I mean, you get soaked in Faygo and you come out soaking wet.
Yeah, yeah, I'd imagine that'd be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it strictly that sort of music that you like? Just down like rock, house? Yeah.
That's what got me through high school. I think it got my angers out. But they're not really an angry band. They're really funny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was my main musical interest. I mean, I'll listen to anything now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I have to say, I've loved this interview with you because, I mean, you are such a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
I mean, I have to say, I really hope you can come back to, our show again. And like I said, I mean, it's been fun to interview you.
Yes.
I can't say anything bad about it.
Thank you. I do want to come back because I have to plug my butterfly hobby and my Facebook.
Oh my God. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, that can be another interview. Yeah.
Wait, you actually collect butterflies?
I raise monarchs and swallowtails in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Can I ask why?
Because it's magical.
It's magical.
It's magical. Because the monarchs need help. I mean, the best way to help them is just plant milkweed. You don't have to do anything else. But a lot of people bring them in after they collect the eggs and they raise them and release them. So when I was out of town, like, I had some caterpillars, and my husband had to come back, and he released them all for me and made videos.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Mm.
Tell me you got a YouTube channel I can plug.
I wish. No, not yet. I have a Facebook page that I just post my butterfly stuff. It's just called Butterfly Gardener. I have, like, 270 likes.
Any chance you can send that to me and I'll plug it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely. I mean, guys, if you are watching, go check out. Tell them what it's called.
It's just on Facebook. It's called Butterfly Gardener. I'm sure there's a ton
of butterfly gardeners.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You really think so?
Yeah. Well, a ton of pages, but.
Well,
yeah, mine.
I mean, have you been doing that long?
This is my second full year. Last year was my first year getting the, like, caterpillars and releasing them. And then the year before that, I started late and just did the planting.
Sure.
But it's really, really cool to, like, have a butterfly in your hand and have it, like, fly away.
I mean, I have to ask, what does it do for you?
It makes me so happy.
Does it really?
It does. It's really, really cool. Like, you find the egg on the milkweed, and then a little tiny caterpillar comes out, and then they get big, and they eat a lot, and then they do their chrysalis, and then you get to see them come out, and then they dry their wings and they fly away. And right now they're all on their way to Mexico for the winter.
Oh, are they really? They actually migrate?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have to be specific in terms of the types of butterflies you create?
Basically whatever is native down here, whatever I can get, I plant for. But then of course, like, you have your natural pests, like the cabbage white butterfly, which eats, you know, lettuce, cabbage, broccoli. So you don't want to raise those guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, like, yeah, swallowtails, there's quite a few down here, and each butterfly has its own special host plant that it will only lay eggs on, and so you plant that, and it attracts them, and then you need the nectar flowers, and it's just super exciting. It's like Christmas when you find a butterfly egg.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, are you able to plant the plants yourself so they can lay the eggs?
Yeah, I've done seeds, I've bought plants, you have to make sure they're pesticide free, no pesticides, people, right. No pesticides.
So you guys pay attention.
Yeah, yeah, I'm working, I grew a lot of my own, I actually have a nursery grower's license that I just got through the state, so I can grow my own and sell them, and that's what I was working on before I had to leave town. So eventually, I opened up a little Etsy shop, and I was had some seeds on there, but didn't sell anything yet because I had to put it on pause to go take care of this family situation. So I eventually want to, grow the 2-inch pots and sell them and ship them.
Now, is that an online business?
Etsy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you got to send me the link and I'll plug it.
I will. I don't have anything in there except seeds right now. it's
something that can earn you money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and that's the kind of thing we like. I mean, heck, if you want, do me a small video and I'll, put it up on the site as an ad or a commercial.
All right. I will have to.
And I won't charge you a thing.
Thank you.
I promise.
I still got some seed collecting I got to do.
Yeah. I mean, I have to ask, is there a technical name for a butterfly collector?
I don't know. I will have to Google it. We just call it butterfly rearing.
Yeah, hey, you tried at the very least to pronounce it anyway. But no, you know what? I gotta thank you for being on the show. I mean, you are great to talk to. You're a delight to interview, and I can't wait to see what happens. I mean, send me, please, videos of your butterflies whenever you get a chance. Not that I can see them, but my wife can describe them to me.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you my page because I got videos from last year.
So. Do you? Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, like I said, this year my husband did it for me, so.
Yeah.
I just have those videos. Those are personal videos.
Oh, cool.
So I'm not going to post them publicly. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, honestly, I never heard of someone collecting butterflies like that.
I didn't know you could do it until a few years ago, and I was like,
I mean, what got you into that?
I think my friend actually posted something on Facebook because she saw a woman at a park releasing monarchs, and I was like, what? And I looked into it. I'm like, no, you can do that. And then I self-researched everything.
Right.
Google-holic and self-taught. And then there's Facebook groups, and they answer a lot of your questions. It's a lot to know, a lot to learn, but it's really interesting.
You know, I'm going to satisfy my curiosity at this point and ask you, because you seem like you know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, up here we have a lot of white butterflies. Mm-hmm. They don't look like monarchs. And they're not even shaped like monarchs. In fact, they're shaped a lot like moths. But they are white, and they are butterflies. I mean, do you know what they're called?
I will have to check online. There's a website called butterflies and moths of North America, and you can, like, find out the butterflies in your region. I would say it's a cabbage white, but I don't know exactly. I mean, there's other white butterflies. Like, in Florida, they have, like, I think it's, like, the white peacock butterfly. It's white, but we don't have those in South Carolina.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll have to Google Canadian butterflies.
Well, if it means anything, I live right in Toronto. So, okay. I mean, it's where I grew up. So, I mean, if that helps you with any research, that's aces.
Okay.
Again, thank you for being on the show, and thank you so much for being who you are.
Thank you.
And that was Laura Cavanaugh. As I said, she's a delightful woman, and at some point I'll try to get her videos with her releasing the butterflies up on our channel so you guys can have a look at them. If you have a sight, that is. I'll try to describe them as much as I can. Until then, guys, remember that Meet Me is here every Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? We'll see you next week.